flashes, the hairs from the boxes. A rainbow of colors flash by. Peter's children's behind as he spread round the turn. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof, woof, woof. Sports Betting on Chasers, episode 7. Should be episode 6, Andrew Garr.
Yep.
But it's not for reasons we will get to. Rhino, how are you, mate?
I'm fantastic, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. Boys, we've gone from the best week ever in the non-Chasers history to the worst week ever in one single.
Well, sort of maybe not single, but a couple of events, I think.
Mate, let's talk us through what happened the last week. Just to the listeners, okay? So it started with a beautiful little excursion. We had our first ever non-Chasers excursion.
Yeah, got the bus up and going.
Mate, we went down to Cranbourne. We met the who's who of the non-Chasers, not the non-Chasers, the Greyhound fraternity. And then on the way back, we thought we'd swing into Shiona and Jace Thompson's kennels. Saw Poke the Bear, gave him a little tickle.
Didn't help him.
Didn't help him. Didn't matter, mate. We were on cloud nine. We were laughing.
He was still so upset from the verbal tongue lashing that both you and Rhino gave him on the week earlier.
I'll tell you who...
I gave him a bad stir.
Mate, I'll tell you who did.
Hasn't just recovered.
Sort of enjoy seeing us because he just absolutely delivered on Saturday night.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
We're
well played.
Here. That's right. Who was it, Rhino?
The Super Deliverer, is that who we're talking about?
No, race one, mate. You remember your
oh,
wife?
I thought you were playing on words with Deliver.
Nah, just trying to confuse you.
Yeah, and you did a good job, surprisingly.
So we went down there. So it was all bloody, it was all merry. It was all very exciting. You boys had the time of your life. Rhino speaking to Jace Thompson about going over to the Irish Derby.
Love that, mate.
Pig in mud. And everything was all rosy. Then we came into the studios on Thursday to record the non-chasers. Now, this is where it got exciting because we had on the hook big Robbie Britton.
Group this one. Where it turned into shit show.
Trading superstar. Tornado Tears, Carly, you know the rest. And we had him on here and my sweet Lord, it was exciting. We had a very exciting interview. He was a very funny man and then came to the end of the show and we hadn't pressed the record button.
Yep, well
great.
Done, Paddy.
Great. So You've got one job, mate. It is recording today. But then, Gunnar, we came back and we said, you know what? We butted up. We went back. We rang Rob Britton again and said, mate, can you please just come on one more time and we won't have an issue. Sure as hell we had a bloody issue. And that podcast never saw the light of day.
Nah, dead and buried.
Third time lucky. I can confirm we have Rob Britton on the show today, fellas. Please, I'm begging God, this mixer to my left works because he is a very funny man and I want our listeners to hear him. A funny thing, Gunnar, you said, of course, these shows that aren't going to see the light of day, we are going to have an absolute barnstormer with the tipping.
It was always odds on to happen. A show that doesn't go out and we finally tipped a few winners, so... Terrific. You'll just have to take us on trust on that one, listeners, because we'll see how we back up
the
this
second
week.
Episode that we got, albeit very, very hard to listen to because I turned the gain up a little bit too hard. It sounds like we're speaking inside a stadium and it's just ridiculous. You couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it was no good.
But you can make out that your tips in the tipping competition, so we will play that little audio. And,
I used to have a goal from scratch, yeah.
Okay, well... I tip Poke the Bear and had my third second in a row, so...
Oh, you're talking about the show, me and the money tips, rather than the... Yes.
Yeah, we'll let him count.
Yep.
You had my Redeemer.
Yeah, my Redeemer.
I had Black Opium, the biggest certainty to ever went to a racetrack.
And what happened? They win. Yep. So, I'll play that audio.
Except for yours, Paddy, another second.
I'll get the little dinger over the top of it, and you guys are starting to claw your way back. I'm sitting very, very...
Come on, Paddy. We need you to lift, mate.
Uncomfortably down at the bottom of the leaderboard. Do I go again with Poke the Bear? I don't know. It's getting us. Fellas, big show. As I said, we got Rob Britton on. We'll get stuck in him a little bit later. But Australian Cup at the Meadows, the Superstars as well. And also a consolation that just gets you up and about because arguably two of the best dogs in the land go toe-to-toe in that. Money back special, Thursday night at the Sandown Park Dogs. You will guide us through. We've had a bit of luck with that lately, Gunnar, because it's a nice little insurance policy, isn't it? You know, you get up to $25 back in bonus bets and, you know, you sort of like to guide the fellas into a bit of value, knowing you've got the safety net.
And the ladies. You just walk into your office on a Friday with a pep in your step and some money in your pocket.
Absolutely.
And
the
go.
Beauty of it is, Gunnar, is it runs Wednesday to Sunday. So
Wednesday to Saturday.
Wednesday to Saturday.
Yep.
I should have known that.
That's all right. That's all right. We've changed it around a bit.
We butter up again because that means it's up in the Meadows on Saturday night as well.
Yep.
So giddy up. Boomdog, one of you boys got one of them?
Yeah, Rhino might have
one. I think I may have one, but it's better out of my jurisdiction. I feel a bit bad putting it up.
They're boomdogs everywhere, mate.
Boomdogs everywhere,
Our good boys, we're going to finish with the quiz as well. It's 1-0 in the quiz stakes brought to you by Beef Strip Smackos.
Well, that's the other thing. Because of the show last week, Ryan comprehensively pants me, but he's... It's not going to count as a win.
Poor bloke. Well, I've got the quiz master over here has gone back to the drawing board and drawn up a new quiz, and this is a goodie.
All right,
Gunner. Before we start the Australian Cup action,
yes,
something bizarre happened in the greyhound world. And when something bizarre happens in the greyhound world, we like to talk about it.
Yep.
What is it?
I'm sick and tired of these wild animals spoiling bloody greyhound races. First, we had birds in Queensland, and now we've got rabbits down at Warrnambool. Huge issue.
What happened?
Well, the dogs were coming up the home straight. I think race 10 a couple of Thursday nights ago, and a bloody rabbit came out from underneath the rail.
Oh, no.
Scooted up. If I was a rabbit, I wouldn't be wanting to run in front of eight dogs. It was a kamikaze rabbit. Anyway, the dog down the outside, I think it was in the seven rug, he had a little bit of a look, and he said, no, I'll just keep following the lure. He looks too bloody fast.
Did they go no race?
They did. Yeah.
Smart. Common sense prevailed there at, where'd you say? Warrnambool?
Warrnambool, yeah. Warrnambool. Yep.
Jeez, the seaside rabbit.
I know.
Very good.
Very nice, though. Smart rabbit. Get down in the dunes there. Easy to dig a hole.
I like that.
Just don't run near the greyhounds, you silly bugger.
No, you silly bugger. Interesting you say that, because remember, at the end of the year, human will race a greyhound. If you send something in of that ilk.
Yes, you could have sent that in to us.
You could have sent that in, and you could have been in the running.
Yep.
To race that greyhound and win some serious cashola. And we did. Mate, this is something else that we heard last week and we told everyone, but we have it confirmed that we have a human-sized barrier for the human to run out of.
I love it.
Does it get any better than that? We're going to emblazon it with non-chasers on the left. So, Gunnar, I'm going to get you working on a logo.
All right, very good.
And it's going to be fantastic. All right, without further ado, let's get stuck into the Australian Cup. The big one, Meadows, Saturday night. Race 4 or race 6?
Race 6, Australian Cup. Yep.
My bad. Who wins? Why do they win? How much are they going to win by?
Oh, do we want to go through this quickly, runner by runner?
I dare say we should.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll take the first one if you want, Rhino.
Yep.
Dinah Patty came back to some really good form last week from out in box 6, ran super splits through the second and third sectionals. Has good stats from box 1. She's a little bit slow off the carpet. She'll need to do everything right, but if she gets her nose in front, she'll be hard to run down. My Redeemer, mate.
I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I thought you were going to run through it. My Redeemer, look, he is the current Melbourne Cup champion. He ran well enough last week, I thought, to win for the odds that he was. I just think that he's going to be flooded early here in the first 20 yards. I don't see any stage where he pokes his head in front. And I think that he's got too much going on around him, and he is definitely not one for me.
Talk us, Miss Splendor Miro. In the 8, the pink rug.
What's wrong with three, four, five?
We'll get there.
We haven't got there, mate.
I just like to go straight to the 8.
Okay, all right.
Hot wings on the outside. There's nothing wrong with that.
Miss Splendor Miro, if you want.
I want to talk about her heat.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
Just had it all her way. Poked the bear in the 2, and poked the bear did what poked the bear does.
Does.
It doesn't jump out of the box, and Miss Splendor Miro had the charm run from the 5 and couldn't get run down.
Yeah, it was incredible from poke the bear more now. I think the race is more about poke the bear than actually Miss Splendor Miro winning the race. And, like, that's often is the case now with poke the bear, because he's just becoming more and more unreliable as the weeks go on. But this bitch, she's cracking a bit of early pace. There's nothing really much more I can say about her. I don't think she's Australian Cup winning material, nor would it be Melbourne Cup winning material. I think she's just below that. She'll win plenty of Group 1s and stuff around New South Wales, but Yeah, like she's got early pace. She's well suited out and eight to come away from that outside draw. But like, Poke the Bear lost about, from my own estimation, I think he lost about 3 to 4 lengths. And he's beat
early on? Yeah. Perhaps even
and
more
he's
than
beat,
that.
He's beat Wada length.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I mean, she's got it all her own way, and he's still able to beat her, in my opinion, 2 lengths. You know, that's the way I'm assessing the race. So, let's just come off back off a break as well. So, it's hard to really assess. But, I think that race last week was more about Poke the Bear than it was actually Miss Bendemeer winning.
All right, riddle me this. Black Opium was $1.70 in the heat. Won comfortably. It was a wife and kids job, as you said. And now it goes to the final, race box 7, and it's $6.50. How does that weigh up?
Oh, I think it's bad. I'm really, really keen on her. I'll tell you what my assumption is. I have a theory about what happened last week. Black Opium ran in race 1. Bye-go-bye-bye ran in race 12. Was it 12 races?
11, yep.
Race 11. The difference in time is massive. Mm-hmm. And the difference in the type of ground is nothing. If anything, Black Opium's faster, in my opinion. I maintain that track got very, very quick, very, very, got very, very fast, very, very quickly. And
he's going to go on another bias.
No, it's not a bias. It's not a bias.
I'll tell you what, the table's copying it from the confident finger.
I'm telling you. Tornado Tears is an incredible greyhound, right? Incredible greyhound. He was 0.02 of a second off doing the track record from behind, yep. late on at night. It's Tornado Tears, and I know he's capable of doing it. It's a second run back. I would put it down to the track got very, like, put it this way. I think that track got about 400, about, sorry, well, I call it 40 spots. So, like,
four tenths.
Yeah, well, that's what I call it in Ireland, whatever. So, it's how quick it nearly got, like, you're talking nearly half a second.
Mm. Why is that?
You find it in these mile nights, and whenever the track's well prepared for good graded racing, you find that the track staff seem to put on a bit of extra effort in. Mm. Like, I don't know what time they watered the track or whatever way they plated the track, but certainly, like, the difference in race 1 to race 11 was black and white. And 100%, time's go out the window for me now in terms of that final. And on the value point that if you put Black Opium in a trial with Bye Go Bye Bye, Black Opium beats at 3 lengths every day, in my opinion. And I know Bye Go Bye Bye is a very, very fast greyhound. I understand that. He's got his own ideas about the game at times as well, which plenty of people know about. But she is on a different level. And I was actually quite surprised when he did 29.90 from the front. I think if it was the last race, it would have been 29.50 run.
Very well said, Rhino. Well, we've missed sort of 3, 4, 5, and 6. A couple of them sort of minor chances. Gunner, do you want to run us through why not they will be taking home the Australian Cup at the Meadows?
Well, Donna Oscar can't lead and looks outclassed here, and he's going to fight for the rail. So I can't produce a scenario where it wins. I have to agree a little bit with what Rhino said, the mad scientist. Bago Bye Bye, I have to say that it did raise some eyebrows when the time came up on the semaphore board. Anyway, it's a huge spike, and it can be really difficult to assess those sorts of runners when they're having their next start. I thought from that box, he's going to have a couple down near the rail that will probably come out a little bit, and he's got a couple on top that might shift down. So if he misses the start at all there, it's going to be difficult for him. But I mean, he did show explosive speed. If the times are true and he gets clear air, then yeah, he's going to be a huge chance.
And in the 5 rug, mate, my favourite deliver.
Yeah,
allergic to losing at the moment.
Yeah, outstanding last week.
A picket fence there for the good girl.
dropping from 600 back to 500. Certainly no issues. Probably just that middle split time, hit a bit of a flat spot and then ran home really hard. The last sectional, very good. If it gets to the outside of dogs and gets free air down the back, it'll definitely be in the finish late.
Very good. All right, it's a very open race there for the Australian Cup at the Meadows. If you just have one bet, who is it and why is that? Well, don't give us why, just who is it?
Sorry, well, there's just one other dog I wanted to touch on, though. She's gifted. Just before I miss out. She's actually put in a massive run last week for a bitch that is knowingly only goes from the front.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised by that. Never really seen her come back from behind.
She blasted out at double figure odds. Like you'd certainly be. Look, I'd be saving something on her. Nah, listen, I think Black Opium wins a race. I think hands down, it'll just blast out Makeoff.
650.
Yeah.
Get on.
Yeah, Black Opium, and I'd definitely be covering on She's Gifted each way.
If
or on the place,
the French flag gets into the race.
It doesn't matter.
Does he feature?
No.
Box one, maybe.
Box one, maybe. Yeah, like, but look. Oh, geez, so hard to assess. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't like to see him drawn anywhere else other than one or two in that race to have a real chance of being favourite or second favourite.
Very good. All right, let's crack on to the superstars now. This one is...
All right, I don't get a tip, but anyway.
Okay, go your tip.
Moradama.
Thank you very much. Race 8, superstars.
Race 4.
My bad. Race 4, superstars. Tornado Tears, $1.20. Now, this wins and wins well.
It's amazing that you can put pants on by yourself in the morning, mate.
I would say this is as good as a wife and kids job that you will get to. My friend Rhino.
Yeah, but it's shade odds, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Not going to win any prizes. Yeah,
I'd rather watch it and enjoy it. Like, yeah, he should win. There's no question or doubt about that. He should be winning. Like, outside of him, you're probably looking at something just to run second to him. Like, there's an awful lot wrong with Boomdown that ran last week, the way he ran last week.
Yeah, ran on strong.
What about Ebby Ripper? Went up against Black Impala. Getting me... My blacks mixed up and just sniped it.
Yeah.
Went home in the last 10 lengths. So.
She's that sort of dog. If she gets into the first three down the back straight anywhere, she's probably going to be running over the top of them. You just see it too often in the finals that you might only have three to get past at the same point in the qualifier, but then you get to the final and all of a sudden you've got five dogs to get past and it just makes it that little bit tougher. So she's been accused many times of perhaps being not genuine or a non-chaser and from me some of those times. But last week, it just showed that if something's stopping up near the pointy end, she'll run home as strong as anything.
Yeah.
But you still need to look at the times and where she's going to be against the best ones. And the ground that she made up last week against Black Impala, and no offence to it, but it's no Tornado Tears. And if Tornado Tears is leading or second, well, she's not running it down.
Wins and wins. Well, what about your boy Poco Dorado?
Yeah, runner? Look, listen, Poco Dorado has had an issue from, I think, about 3 to 4 weeks ago. She was scratched for an injury. She came back to Wente. She ran deplorable, got beat. She then turned up to the Meadows.
Yeah, in the Invitational, in the Zoom Top.
Ran terrible. Last week, ran terrible, given that it was Black Impala in front of her. This wasn't a superstar in front of her, superstar 720. She's turned a very handy second and couldn't do it. Mm. And let a ripper come from 5 next bender. That wouldn't have happened in a million years if it was that. Jeez, I've got a camera collapse in here.
Looks like a giraffe that's trying to get down to the lake for some water.
Gotta be kidding me. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my sweet Lord. Let's just leave that alone.
So, done the splits.
So with Poco Dorado, I think that Poco Dorado is an absolute shadow of her former self. She's nowhere near at the level that she was running that maybe 3 months ago. And I think she's carrying a problem. And I think they're just hoping to run her through the problem, which is not the answer. And yeah, look, to me, the way the race works out is I think there's a lot of average dogs in this.
I'd say it's not a deep crop.
That's as far away but as
that,
I could say it.
Yeah. That might also be because Tornado Tears creates the gulf.
Of course. Like, yeah. I'm just trying to see what's the best of the rest. And to me, a real eye-catching run was that Boomdown. A big odds. Really, really eye-catching. And I actually mentioned him in the podcast that never was the place last week, and he placed at $8 or whatever. And yeah, he put in a massive run around Victoria somewhere just before he came to this event. He beat that dog hot tip doing handstands up a home straight. So I'm not gonna pot Tornado Tears. I'm certainly not, but I'd be certainly looking at something like Boomdown the place.
Very nice. All right, without further ado, let's get the man on the blower. Tornado Tears, Robbie Britton. Now, this is, I'm being genuine, this is third time lucky sort of stuff.
Paddy, it better work because he'll never come bloody back on again.
This could be a frosty cone call. We're going to get him on.
He said he's not going to talk to you.
We're going to talk Tornado Tears. Rumour has it he's been over in Ireland as well. Well, We know he's been in a rumour. We're going to ask him about that.
Have a listen to yourself.
And we're going to ask him for his best, maybe this week, rather than Tornado Tears. So we're going to get big Robbie Britton on the blower on the non-chasers. Benali, Barkali, not available to name a few. He's also got Tornado Tears. He is arguably the greatest trainer in the land. He runs them up and down the beach there at Lara, Gunner and Rhino. I'm talking about none other than Rob Brexit Britton. Welcome to the Non-Chasers. Second G'day, time Petey. Lucky. Rob, how
second
are you?
Time lucky. Second time lucky. I'm certain we've done this before somewhere.
I can confirm that the record button has been pressed. In fact, I'm looking at the record button the whole time. Sorry to muck you around last week, Rob, but mate, thank you so much for coming on this week. How are you feeling, man?
Yeah, good. Yeah, quite relaxed. And as long as the dog's all right, doesn't worry about me.
Are you as relaxed as you were on Saturday night when Tornado Tears just put lengths upon the rest of the field and now is $1.20 favourite in the Superstars final this weekend?
Yeah, look, I'm just going to enjoy the week because it's like anything, whatever happens, happens. You can't control it. As long as the dog goes in fit and well, that's all I can do. I'm not really happy with the setup. I think if there was going to be an upset, it's drawn outside of a dog like Black Impala. It's not a really good place to be. Mm. But in saying that, he's fit and well, and we, as I said, we can't change anything.
On the subject of fitness, Rob, he's now having his third run in a row over 700 after a long layoff, probably not your ideal preparation for him, being out that long. But you're happy he's travelling along okay?
Yeah, he hasn't missed a beat actually. Like last week, I was a little bit concerned, the week before I should say, being first up over 700. But he hasn't touched his water. He's worked well and injury hasn't reoccurred. It's in the past now. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier with that. That he should be hardening up and getting in some sort of, hard fitness now.
Hi, Rob. Ryan here. Can you hear me okay? Or can you make me out okay? Yeah.
Can you understand him okay?
Hang on, I'll just get my interpreter out for a second.
Rob, just a quick one. I was discussing with the lads already today. How do you think the track was on Saturday night? Or do you believe that it got quicker as the night went on? Or what was your assumption of it?
I got no doubts about that. You only have to look at the replays from Black Opium seemed to be running around in the muck. You can see the footprints very clearly, and I felt the same even in the first staying heat. But you can see as the night went on, those footprints disappeared and it looked a lot faster as the night went on.
Thanks for that, Rob. Ryan's going to dine out on that for the rest of his life. The Group 1 Hall of Fame trainers agreed with him when it comes to bloody track bias.
He's sitting in here fist pumping like he does out there on a Saturday night. Mate, Rob, you recently got back from Ireland, Clonmel to be exact, and Rhino is also chomping at the bit to ask you a little bit about that one. How was it? Did the Guinness just run forever and ever? Are you going to be back there again? How was it? Fill us in.
Well, it wouldn't want to be closer than once a year because I think it'll take us that long to recover. But it was just a great event and good for any greyhound person to see that sort of spectacle. But as I say, by the end of the second day of the three-day carnival, I think we'd seen enough. We'd drunk enough.
Tell me this, Rob. Would it give you any consideration towards maybe sending one of your dogs from Australia to Ireland for maybe a dig at the Irish Greyhound Derby or maybe even the English Greyhound Derby?
It certainly has lit a flame amongst the group. There was 12 of us went over. We've actually been discussing it this week, whether we could find the right dog to send across for the English and Irish Derbies.
Yeah, I think the same discussion's going on with another top trainer, I believe. So, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that.
It's not that hard now. Like, once upon a time, you couldn't move the dogs because of quarantine. But while you can't get them back easily, you can get over there now within about 3 weeks making the decision to go. So, look, it's certainly on the cards. I think the main thing is to have them over there long enough so that they can acclimatise to the outside lure. So as I said, we're just looking at that now, whether it's possible. And, so, and the other thing, you've got to have the right dog. So that we've got to find the right dog for that. Of
course. Just chuck him on the business class seat next to you there, Rob, and fly him over with you.
He'd be up the front because I'm up the back, I can guarantee you that.
Chuck him in the cockpit. Mate, I want to ask about Tornado Tears. Is he the best dog in the land?
Look, at the moment, he's the best stayer in the land, certainly down here. I wouldn't say. I think the Finns might argue that Poco Dorado is an outstanding dog in Sydney. So that would be an interesting clash if we ever get that. But down here, he certainly seems to have the wood on the others with a clear run. And I say that with a clear run because, believe me, Greyhound racing can bring you undone pretty quick if things don't go your way in the race.
Yeah, I think, in my humble opinion, Rob, a lot of the greyhound followers tend to go towards the sprinters to find their best dog. But in my opinion, I think Tornado Tears is the best dog in the land. But not that that says much. The superstayers, there's a lot of familiar.
Jesus, you're stuck, in the boxes there, mate.
There's a lot that you're familiar with in this event, given it's named after a champion that you trained in Fanta Bale. But if Tornado Tears hits the front and sees the lure early and leads, there's a chance that he breaks Space Star's track record, which you also train. So there's a lot about this event that certainly rings home with you.
Yeah, look, as I say, I wouldn't be surprised he could break that record if everything went to plan. But as I said before, I honestly can't see him leading, and I think he will need luck through the first turn. So we just hope he can hold his ground and be somewhere up there. It's just one of those races where there's a couple of dogs that don't run that straight in it. They want to get off. And as I say, I don't want to sound too pessimistic, but I always say if you're not going to win every race, and those are the type of things that usually bring you undone. So I'm just hoping that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rob, just I'm a big fan of sort of young dogs always coming through. We like to call them the boom dogs here in this show. If there was one young dog that you could keep or could take into your kennel that you don't currently have, who would it be?
Oh, look, there's a lot of good young dogs coming through at the moment. A dog that looks pretty exciting through the Ballarat series is a dog called Flynn. He looks like he'll be an up-and-comer in the next few months. There's plenty of others. Anthony has a party. He's got a couple of really nice young dogs, and I think Angela Langton's got a couple too that look as though they're going to be make their present fault. I just wish I had one of them, but I haven't got one at the moment that can match those sort of dogs.
I think that Flynn dog looks a bit above beyond special now as well. So, yeah, he's definitely
absolutely, and he looks like might have some strength too, which is going to see him in over the 500.
Rob, there's a big event down your way that happens once every 2 years. How do the dogs cope with the Avalon Air Show?
Look, they flew across yesterday and to be quite honest, it was pretty frightening. But look, it doesn't happen very often up my end of town. I feel sorry for David Gill. He's he's right over the flight path and I reckon he might have deafeners in his dog's ears. So.
Yeah, he's got a couple of F-18 Hornet fighter jets just ripping the roof off the kennels. That is not good preparation.
Well, the Sharps and the Grenfells are probably a little bit closer to the action as well.
And the Truans and the Womans. And they're all in the firing line for that. And I know every time it's on, it's a bit of a nightmare for them. But again, good old dogs seem to be able to handle that. It's the young dogs you'd have to worry about.
Not much you can do when the RAAF just want to put on an air show,
It's good practice for getting when the band starts up at the Meadows on Saturday night. So.
Yeah, when the US military rolls into town, you tend to just roll out the red carpet and say yes sir, no sir, and wait till they leave.
Rob, we like to play a quick game here on the non-chasers, just with all our guests. This one's called Know Your Tracks. These are Victorian greyhound race tracks. I'm going to give you three distances and I want you to tell me which track they are, and I want to see if you can nail three out of three. I'm fairly confident you'll be able to knock this one off.
My memory's not that good when we did it the other day. I still can't remember what it was.
Well, I've changed the tracks. Here we go. Start with a nice little easy one. 525 metres, 600 metres and 725 metres. Where would you find that, Rob Britton?
It sounds like the Meadows where we'll be Saturday night.
Ding. Very good. Ding, ding. 390 metres, 450 metres and 650 metres.
Now, I got caught with this one the other day, didn't I? I think Ballarat's got those ones, but I think is it Shepparton that's got the... Is that only those three distances?
Yeah, good. You're bloody spot on. Well 390, 450 and 60 is at Shepparton now. This is Horsham.
Oh, God. Okay, hang on. He's given you Horsham. What are the two trap distances?
We'll do a reverse. What are the two trap distances at Horsham?
485.
Yes.
And is it a 410?
It is. Well done, Rob. Rob Britton knows his tracks.
Paddy melted down, but you certainly didn't.
Rob, anything on Saturday we need to get on?
Not particularly. I'm just hoping we get a clear run with Tornado Tears, to tell you the truth. Of the others, Benali was a really good run, even though he only ran fourth last week. Back over 600 is where he should be. So, as I said, he's a chance with luck, but it is an outstanding field as well. So it's there's a number of chances in the race.
Speaking of a couple of your, well, with no disrespect, second stringers, I saw on social media that you're prepping a few of them in Perth for a tilt at the Group 1s over there.
Yeah, over the next 2 weeks we'll be sending possibly four over. We've got two in this week, which is Bacali and not available. Again, I'll be a bit cautious this week because not available, just desperate for the inside. That's what he needs. And he's drawn box eight again. And so I think he's had three box eights in his Perth campaign over the last 2 years.
So he's
the main thing is he sees the track again and hopefully draw a good draw next week or the week after. But and Bacali, I thought, was a return to form, even though he didn't qualify last week. And he's, unfortunately, they didn't have a 700 for him, so he's in the 600. So, again, I'd be looking to the weeks after this and just use this as a look at the track.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's been going quite well. Go back to that run at the Meadows over the 600 a couple of starts ago. I agreed with you. He really looked like he'd come back to some good form.
Rob, yeah, let's hope anyway.
As a Melbourne Demons fan, I know all about going over to Perth and having some bad luck. So, you know the drill. Rob, I think that brings us to the end. Thank you so much for being our second ever guest on the Non-Chasers. Third time's a charm. We promised that this one will be getting live and over the airwaves. But really appreciate you coming on, Rob, so thank you very much.
No worries, guys. I hope I don't get a phone call in 10 minutes.
Thanks very much, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, bye.
Fellas, if there is a man that I do not love more than myself, it is Robbie Britton. He is a king.
He absolutely loves the game, doesn't he?
He's out there trying to put the dogs in the kennels or take them out for a little afternoon stroll, and he's got a couple of nimrods ringing him from Melbourne CBD who can't get it right, you know, twice out of three times. But
hey,
this
mate,
time,
don't lump us in with your lot.
This time we have got him, mate. He is a genuine king, Rhino. Right. Gunner, how did you like that one?
Great for the code, Rob Britton. Terrific for the code. Outstanding. Yep.
Wow. Cross international man as well. I love that. Like,
and we did ask him, does he have the best dog in the land?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, like, of course, like, he has Tornado Tears. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. All right, cracking on, Boomdog.
No, not me, Rhino.
Oh, Boomdog. Yep. Mr. As a Party, who I've recently been introduced to since I got to Australia, seems to keep the most quintessentially the best young dogs going around at the minute. Produced one the other day at Bendigo, wasn't it?
Yep.
Jiu-Jitsu Riot. Jesus, he was impressive. he blew the gates down at Bendigo, which actually means that he flew out.
Yeah, we got that, mate. Yeah.
And it wasn't just that. It's the way he did it. He had a lovely straight on him. He'd done a very fast time, and it was his second win, and he was very, very well supported on both occasions. Often you find that whenever the follow-up was with as much strength on the betting side for a dog's second time up after winning so impressive in his maiden, it often means that it's a very, very good one. And I would be... Like, this boy as a party has quite a few decent young dogs doing it.
Yeah, well, I think he must have changed over his stock at some point because since Zambora Brocky, he hasn't really had what you call a flagship dog.
Okay.
So I think he's probably building up again.
Yeah.
And he's certainly taking his arsenal through those 400-metre races around the country circuit. So I think in 12 months' time,
Yeah.
He'll be back up there again in all the features.
Certainly, it's a name to remember. Jiu-Jitsu Rat.
Right or Rat?
Rat. All right. Rat. Like, they're doing Belfast very well.
Jeez. Getting Clunk. Onto some real political issues now.
You got a barking mad?
Barking mad. Ooh.
What's that? The lay of the day?
Lay of the week.
You got to know your segments. You got to know your segments, Rhino.
I did not like what I saw from Sweet as M over the 700 last week. And this week again over the 700 at Sandown. I'm not sure which race it was. But look for Sweet as M to lay on the same card. Got 700 metre start again and box four again. Pretty much the same field. Made a lot of mistakes last week. I certainly wouldn't be buttering up at the short quote.
Mm, there you go. Righto.
What price is Bagel Baby?
Around the $8 mark, was it?
Really?
I don't know if it's possible.
$6.50.
Yeah, is it possible to place lay something? Can I place lay something? I would like to place lay Poco Dorado.
Ooh.
Okay.
Just says it with such authority.
Just added a new layer to the show.
Thinks it's done. He's place laying here. He's tipping winners left, right, centre, and he's rolling in with place lays as well. All right, fellas, the quiz.
Here it is.
The Non-Chasers quiz brought to you by Smacko Straps with beef.
Is that official yet?
Bloody oath it is. Mate, they will be here.
They might ring up and say, we've heard the rubbish that you guys can't even press record on a bloody mixer. Why would we want to sponsor your shitty show?
Oh, ridiculous. Oh, by the way, sorry, if we just test those buzzers, can we test yours?
Rhino.
Yep.
Gunna.
Gunna, beautiful. All right, question one, Clonmel.
Gunna. Clonmel.
Oh, he's got it.
Yes.
What? He went before the question was finished, and it was a spelling question, and he's got it.
Yes. This is a joke. This is a joke.
And it's
flown out. I actually got out of the boxes before the lids came up.
All right, question two.
Some sort of strudel dog.
Who is Robert Britton's highest ever earning greyhound?
No way was it him, Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a bonus point, can you tell me how much Van der Bale's worth?
1.369.
Oh, jeez. I'm not giving you a bonus point.
come on, mate.
Jeez, you're good today, Gunner. You're firing. All right. Try your hand at this. Question three. Within 0.10 of a second, what is the 300-metre track record at Healesville?
Gunner. 16.23?
16.22.
I wouldn't have got that in a million years.
Do you know who it is?
No, I don't actually, but I think it's recent.
Nah, it's Matt's entity in 2003.
Oh, Matt's entity. The 350 got broken recently, yeah.
That's crook for me. 16.23 and it's 16.22.
I don't even know the round that distance, mate.
Oh my God. Well,
got to be up early on a Sunday.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I've won, by the way.
I know, but I don't care. Question three. Question four. Name of the dog that cruelly denied your host of the Non-Chasers.
I don't know this bloody dog's name.
The other day.
Well, sorry, the thing that won at Gawler that he's still crying about.
Oh, Randall.
That you know the name of.
What was the question? Sorry.
What was the dog that he couldn't get to the machine?
Oh, he couldn't get the machine quick enough for it. Aston Jedi.
It was.
Yeah, but like, how does anybody know what that is? It's just a personal thing between us three.
It's a self-loathing question.
I've tried to tailor this so.
But you should have mentioned that in the podcast then earlier.
But that's just what a quizmaster does. All right, and I'm trying to tailor it, and I've
given the internal conflict
the first,
here. Yeah,
the
yeah.
first question with Clonmel, I thought you'll just hammer down the.
Well, I didn't know what you wanted to know about Clonmel.
Oh come on, he's a simple man. What do you think that he's going to ask you? Who the MP for the local government is? Like, jeez, we're talking Paddy here.
Question five.
I know what I'll ask him. I'll ask him a spelling question.
Question five. There was a dead heat last Thursday night at Sandown.
Gunna. Oh, shit. Mapunga Debbie?
No.
Oh.
I'll finish the question and Rhino has first rights to a response. What was the colour of the rug that came forth?
Ooh, geez, now that's got a layer to it.
It was split between 2 and 4 as the winner.
Nope. 7 and 4.
Correct, but you're just giving him the answer here.
Well, I've won, so I'll be charitable.
What? How have you just given me the answer?
Well, we've taken out two dogs, mate.
It's a train wreck of a quiz. What? It really is.
Right. How's Rhino going?
Rhino.
But surely I don't know what was fourth.
Exactly, but at least it wasn't going to be.
Oh, it's not going to be that. At least it wasn't going to be the two. Going two then, like.
No.
I thought this was like simple to work out.
Excellent. Can you take minus 1 point off him because he has been ordinary?
Can you please tell me you came fourth? What colour rug was that? I don't need to know the name. I just want to know the colour.
Oh, I think it might have been the one.
No. Okay. I'll give you a clue. It's my favourite.
Oh, three. Five. Wait.
Oh, my God. Wait. Welcome to Rhino.
Rhino's had a meltdown today.
Yes.
It's a five. Yep. That was arguably the worst quiz ever seen on the non-chasers.
Show me the money is now not the worst segment.
Oh, wow. Christ. Okay. And that's a nice segue. Show me the money.
Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
You love that stinger, don't you?
I do. It's so good. And it's now better that we've tipped a winner.
I still don't get what you do when you do that. And I say, oh, yeah, okay.
Righto, please. Please, my friend. Please, my friend.
Is this actually going to go to air?
Wow. Might have to strategically say it has been not been recorded. Okay. Show me the money. I'm sticking thin. Fat, sticking fat.
Sticking fat. The way you've been tipping, you're sticking thin.
I'm sticking thin. Poke the bear gets me one more time. I'm the, you know what I am now? I am the kiss of death. You know in the newspaper,
yes,
the Herald Sun,
yes,
with
like
the footy
that.
Tipping.
I do.
And they have the kiss of death. And they generally just pick a rank outside.
When you ask someone a question and you say, do you know? And they say, yes, I do. You don't keep explaining it. We know what you're talking about.
I'm the kiss of death. Poke the bear. Who have you boys got?
I'm going tomorrow night at Sandown. I'm just waiting to get the odds up here to try and help everyone out.
In the meantime, we've got to work about mate. That. I will go for a full strength bet on
full strength bet.
Black Opium Australia Cup.
He's going to get 650. Angion.
I hope he does.
Imperiously confident that this will win.
It's not a mid strength bet. It's a full strength
this
bet.
This is
imperiously confident is the new best way to say.
Yeah. As Paddy gets up dictionary.com. I'm going race 6 tomorrow night at Sandown Park, number 1, Courting.
Yeah,
much nice. Like your Saturday nights down at Chapel Street, mate.
That's neither here nor there, mate. Very good. All right, well, we're locked and loaded. Leaderboard, quick update, as we like to do here on the Non-Chasers, bury it right at the end of the show. And we are counting last week. So I am down to negative 600.
Righto. I
hope no one heard that. You, my friend.
Minus 410.
Yep.
I actually haven't a clue. Sorry, I don't know.
Well, so you got $1. You got $1.75, and you were neg 400.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because you had a scratching.
Yep.
So you're in front, mate. You're like minus 325.
I'm in front, mate. It's 320.
No, it's minus 225.
No, I don't think so. We'll go to the stewards' room for that.
We'll go to the stewards' room. Roughly minus 325, clawing your way back very nicely.
Oh, I'll go into the positive whenever this wins. It's already neg.
Absolutely. And you, my friend.
Well, I just said it, didn't I? Minus 410, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what would my redeemer win at?
$1.90.
Very nice. Okay. So you're neg 410, minus 325, and me neg 600 with three cruel
We
seconds.
Need to start keeping some sort of diary of this because it's going to get out of hand.
We do. All right, fellas, that's a wrap. I'd like to say a good show, but we've clearly...
Oh, hang on. Before we go, I'll give you some tips at Sandown tomorrow night for the Money Back Special
Okay.
Legs.
Guide us through.
Very quickly, all box ones. Sandown Race 4, number 1, Rockin' Joe. Sandown Race 5, number 1, Max Tractor. And Sandown Race 6, number 1, Courting, which was also the Show Me the Money tip.
Ooh, bang, bang, bang. And as you said, Gunner, you get money back up to 25 sheets.
Yes.
If you run second or third. Doesn't even matter.
If it's a six-dog field, a five-dog field, yep. If it was a two-dog field, maybe we'd pay out twice. I don't know. I've never looked into the rules that much.
But that's how it goes. Smart stuff. Fellas, that's it. You could say slightly rattled after last week.
It's a very spacious new studio. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. We are in the new studio and the lights are sort of shining all over.
I like how the camera walks as well.
Yeah, it does that. Well, the audio listeners don't see that, but we did have a camera malfunction halfway through. The giraffe feeding into the oasis, the desert oasis halfway through. Fellas, thanks again for coming on, Gunner, Rhino.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks for having us.
Very good. As always, like, listen, subscribe. We're on all the platforms. And I dare say, if you are going to have a punt on the Dish Lickers over the weekend or any time for that matter, please do so in a responsible manner. See you, boys.
Bye. See you, Paddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.